March, here's our theme song. Not expected.
No. No.
Out of Big Girl. Love it. Good job.
Good job, Big
Girl.
Mar- Big Girl? Sorry.
Yeah, I said, Can't See My Face in the Crowd No More by Big Girl.
Yeah, I kept wanting to say Big Mom.
Big Mom?
It's a One Piece villain.
Oh.
Big Mom.
Big Mom?
Mm-hmm.
We're starting with just the two of us.
Yeah.
Don's cutting the potty. Gabby had to go.
Don't
call and Damiani had to go.
Don't call it the potty. Don't call it that.
The potty.
No, 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 no.
You're looking tan. Have you been outside?
No, no. Oh, okay. I haven't. I am longing for that, though,
yeah.
To be able to go out on the beach.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Yeah, and Blood is approving stuff.
Yeah, he's doing Blood stuff.
Whatever. We were just like, whatever. We can do it.
Yeah, we can do it.
So here's, people are just going to come and go. Like, here comes Huber.
Get his jacket. Yeah.
Well, be on the show for a minute.
What's up? Nothing.
How you doing?
Good.
Tired.
Tired as frick. I don't have any, like, content to watch.
Perry fucking Mason, bro.
Perry Mason. I should watch Perry Mason.
Poker Face, dude. You'd love it.
Maybe.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing. I just like the like, slap... Not, like, slapstick. It just seems like...
It's not.
It's funny.
Hmm.
Is it more serious or more funny?
Did you like Knives Out?
I love Knives Out.
It's like the tone of Knives Out. It's like Murder, She Wrote for our generation.
Mm, for millennials.
It's like cozy adult,
okay.
Like R-rated, hard
I
R
thought it was
mysteries.
I thought it was like hijinks was the
no,
word I
no,
was
no,
looking
no.
for. I thought it was hijinks.
It's a mystery of the week.
God.
Murder mystery show.
You never. What do you mean? You're out of content. You don't have content. You have
well, I finished
so
my fun. All my rewatches.
You have your Boruto.
You have
that
the 800
so
things that people are screaming at
still
you constantly to watch.
You're never out of content. I don't ever want to hear you say that.
I'm in between content right now. I'm in between.
Nope. Now get off.
Because I already watched Mando,
be
dude.
Gone.
Yeah, get.
Gotta wait another week for Mando.
Perry Mason, bro.
My parents like Perry Mason. They like the old
OG Perry
definitely.
Mason. Yeah.
Definitely.
They like the OG Perry Mason.
We've lived long
definitely.
Enough to become the old bitches that we used to make fun of for watching Perry Mason. We are they.
We are they now.
Our
kids are like, you watch Perry Mason?
Yeah, yeah. Gen Z is like, Perry Mason, dude? And I'm like, Perry Mason, dude. I don't care. I don't care about being an old.
Good shit.
He was just going to play Fortnite.
No,
since Leon
not.
And Claire are in it now.
No, but stay tuned to easyeyes.com for some exciting new content.
I know what it is.
Yeah. I think we all know what it is.
Yes,
Mr. Huber.
Yeah,
I think Damiani left.
He's out.
I don't know.
Blood's,
I said I need
Blood's
people for the show, and
probably.
Everyone kind of just didn't want to do it. So
give Blood a little bit.
Blood will be in a minute.
Yeah. Blood will be here.
We're just going faster and looser than
fine.
Ever before.
It's fine.
Brad and I took it as a challenge.
Yeah, I can do this.
Dude,
the Jones challenge, dude.
Faster and looser than ever
filling
before.
Dead air. The Jones
filling
challenge.
Dead air.
I don't think anyone...
The Brandon Jones memoirs.
No shade to anyone, but I don't think anyone can fill dead air like Brad.
No, that's like my least
like
favorite
Brad?
Thing to do.
Yeah,
it's my least favorite thing to do.
No, I think Jones could fill
Jones
dead
was
air
the,
like crazy.
Jones is the master.
That E3, it was
Damiani
you,
could
Jones.
Fill air.
I had Jones with me.
It was
that's
just
why.
You and Jones?
What E3?
Jones can
in,
speak
in his
for
garage.
Four straight hours.
I don't know about mean Jones only.
There was the original of filling the dead air was in Jones's garage.
No, that
it
was
you and Jones.
I think the dead air was from Game Trailers, wasn't it?
Definitely Game.
Because I wasn't allowed to go to E3 at the time.
Oh, right, because we would like be on all day.
Yeah,
the Odyssey of Recollection.
The Odyssey of Recollection,
yeah.
Dude.
I thought we were in the garage.
That was like me, Island.
We'll be back,
Bossman.
In the garage.
A lot
yeah.
of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love y'all.
Yeah,
bye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love you.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too, baby. Get some sleep. Take care of yourself.
He won't.
Drink water.
He won't.
Anyways, how's everyone doing?
I'll just say the first question I see offends me right off
the bat.
All
right, let's see. Cathal Fallon says, Borderlands movie hype levels.
The gutter. Yeah. The absolute gutter.
Anti-hype.
Yeah.
What is anti-hype? A mild disinterest. I'll see it.
I just don't even want to think about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The only way I'm going to see that movie is someone pays me to see it, I think.
I mean, I guarantee for work we'll probably all go see it.
Yeah, if it's work, then I'll have to do it.
Yeah. We'll rent a theater like we did for Sonic 2. Oh,
come on. We can't do that for Borderlands.
I don't know. If it gets clicks.
Fuck.
All we care about is clicks. All
right.
Clicks, clicks, all right. Clicks.
All right.
But yeah, not high. Sorry.
Yeah, not excited.
Samurai Sensei, give me some hidden gem anime suggestions, please.
Anime? I feel like no anime is hidden gems. Because you and me, I feel like we come from like the more 90s era of anime, yeah. Knowing about it.
My knowledge of anime is like 1996 to 2004, yeah. And that's like it.
I don't know. Like, I don't know any like new hidden gem animes nowadays.
Yeah. But I mean, like, Boogie Pop Phantom, bruh.
Yeah.
Bubblegum Crisis, bruh.
Bubblegum Crisis, yeah. I don't know. It's like, just fucking watch One Piece. Like, I don't know. I'm sick of just telling you to do it, but just do it.
The least hidden gem.
It's not. It's the least hidden gem, but it's the best gem possible.
One Piece has so many episodes now that it's a gem buried in thousands of gems of itself.
Yeah. Yes.
So you have to, there's so much of it that it's a hidden gem because it's
best,
daunting.
But it's, how rare is it that something that's the most popular is justified in that?
Yeah. What?
It's like it's the most popular thing, but rightfully so.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's kind of rare.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah, usually things that are super popular aren't very good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
John McCullough. What is your favorite Castlevania sub-weapon?
Holy water.
Holy water's pretty
Holy
chill.
Water's always been my favorite.
I like the Bible.
Mm.
I always want it to be a little stronger than it is.
Yeah, I usually don't use it.
Yeah.
It's like cool for good. Medusa heads, I guess.
Yeah.
That's about it.
It's good for Clock Tower, for sure.
Yeah.
I usually have the Sword Brother familiar.
That's not a sub-weapon.
Yeah, no, but it ticks the box of like some of those close range. Like, you don't need the Bible anymore once you have the sword.
Yeah,
you know
I guess
mean?
So, yeah.
But yeah, holy water's pretty dank.
Yeah, I love holy water. Just something about seeing them burn up is really satisfying to me.
Dark Metamorphosis is my favorite spell.
Dark Metamorphosis.
Dark Metamorphosis! Philippe Fonseca been playing Genshin Impact for the first time. It's awesome. I'm having a blast. Beautiful world, beautiful music, cool characters and combat, and it's free. Yay!
Yeah, I played some of it when it came out.
I feel like I want to.
It was cool.
I downloaded it one time.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how you'd feel about it, actually.
Neither do I.
It boils down to, I feel like it's just like, do you want this character or not?
Yeah. But I mean, it's just a waifu game, right?
Yeah, but it's like...
But like good?
Yeah, it's like surprisingly good.
Yeah. I've heard it's like actually cool.
There's husbandos or whatever, I guess. Whatever you're into, whatever. They got
Husbandos.
Yeah, they got something for you. Whatever you're into, they got something, I feel like.
What about non-binary partners?
Probably.
Partneroos.
Maybe.
It seems chill.
But it's like,
you know, I got nothing.
It's an open world game. It's like kind of like Breath of the Wild, kind of.
Yeah.
Like how that vibe.
Yeah. That's a good vibe.
But you can just spend way too much money on it if you're not careful. So be careful.
Yeah. Sage Mode Q, you get to green light the next HBO video game adaptation. Oh. What is it?
Video game, huh?
I've actually been thinking what they could do for a Bloodborne show. That could be pretty sick.
Yeah. Could be.
You'd have to do it. I would do it. Like, there's a thing from the comics where a hunter is, like, shepherding a child through Yharnam.
The Last of Us.
Basically like The Last of Us, but then at the end, the child turns out to be, like...
Infected?
Or, like, a monster, you know?
Oh, okay.
Spoilers for that. But, like, that could be kind of cool. I think someone in our community was talking about this the other day, too, where it's, like... They thought you could flash back to, like, the Bergenworth stuff. I think that could just be the show.
Yeah. Finding it.
Or you could do a weird Westworld-y kind of thing where it's like you think the show is the Bergenworth people and they're falling out, but like there's also this hunter that turns out that that part is like 200 years from then or something. You could do cool weird shit. But I mean, it's really hard to
do. I just worry about the writing from anyone besides them.
It's really hard to do cosmic horror movies.
Probably real expensive too.
Or shows. So, but I think they could do it. If you just do it as like a gothic horror, it'd be really fun. Blood.
Yo.
You get to greenlight the next HBO video game adaptation. What is it?
Oh.
Pikmin.
That'd actually be kind of fun.
HBO though. HBO.
You know, like The Last of Us.
Yeah.
The what?
The what?
Have you heard of that?
No.
The what? The what?
Us,
and the
Us
what?
Of Last? Mass Effect.
Okay. Oh,
Blood's in a Mass Effect mode recently.
Mass Effect is dope.
Keep waiting, Blood. It's going to be like 3-4 more years probably till you get the next one.
Vince Gilligan's Genshin Impact, says Jeff Easton. RF says Street Fighter 2.
Has that HBO kind of done sick, like actually. A big space opera kind of thing?
I don't know. No.
I don't think HBO does a lot of sci-fi.
Yeah. It's just Westworld, I guess.
Yeah, kind of Westworld, but like...
Wait, was that even HBO?
Yeah, that was.
Okay. Dude, I checked out hard on that show. Oh, so I watched the first season, I was like, I'm done.
I watched all of it, and it was not worth it.
But why would you do that?
Because I like the vibes of it.
Do you watch stuff even if you don't really enjoy it that much?
No, not usually.
Okay.
Westworld, for some reason, I stuck through. Mostly because I liked the outfits and the color correction. I guess. I don't know.
That's fine. You know,
but like an Expanse-style thing on HBO from Mass Effect would be pretty cool.
Only if they can get the Krogans right.
Yeah.
Only then.
Yeah. Stack... Wait, did you have one?
No. What'd I want? A good Resident Evil show, maybe?
Oh, shit, because
they can do zombies, I guess?
If somebody actually did a good Resident Evil show
that would be dude, cool. I am sick of Resident Evil adaptations just being terrible.
It's not... It doesn't even seem like... Like, obviously, it's not easy, but it's like... Just do the
games. Just do the games. Just do the games. Last like, of Us is like a prime example.
Yeah. Just do the fucking just games, do the games, bruh.
It is funny that, like, record-breaking... numbers. Then they just did the games.
Yeah, yeah. They just did the game.
Just do the game.
God. Anyways, Stackhouse, thoughts on improv comedy? It can be really good.
Sure, yeah.
It can either be very funny and good or the most awkward thing.
Highly intimidating.
Yeah.
Doing it is a trip. Although my favorite stuff from when I was in the theater conservatory starting out college... the first year was all improv stuff, but it wasn't played for laughs necessarily. So we would just be doing like these intense, emotional, dramatic scenes all off the cuff.
Wow.
Just from like, okay, you're the high status character, you're the low status character, go, you know? And it's just like, it was fucking great. I loved it. I miss it.
Did you ever get like the people that you knew... Like the more like self-centered people, I guess, to like make it more about them.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you would get to know people, and then like the theater school is pretty like insular, so we all knew each other pretty damn well. So like, yeah, you could be like, oh, that's you coming through.
Yeah.
Like, as my section coach called it, like, oh, caught you acting, like, you know,
gotcha.
Yeah, I loved it. Oh man, and I mean, like, there's a good feeling to it.
Sure,
but yeah. I also love, like, mockumentary-style stuff, and, like, that, like, I think the most successful ones of that have, like, a good mix of improv and scripted stuff.
Sure, isn't that, that seems like just par for the, or it seems like all comedy just has that sometimes.
Yeah, it depends.
Comedians, I guess.
Yeah, depends on the creators. Some of them allow improv more than others, or, like, aim for that more than others. Jason Wojnar, man, they are going for it down there. Jason Wojnar, speak any phrase in a foreign language you know. I'll start. That's in Russian or something.
Yeah, that's definitely...
Cyrillic. I don't even know how to pronounce that. I
couldn't even start.
It looks like Mehi 3 Pyramid A.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
T-B-C-R. Woo, but hey. Moxeti. Yerntantan. I don't know how to pronounce any of that. Nope. Please email Bloodworth a voice file. Jeg forstår litt norsk. Jeg spreche bisschen Deutsch. Ja.
Hmm. Ashnaz Dubatuluk. Oh my god. Ashnaz Krimpatul. Ashnaz Rakatuluk. Agbuz on the easy in Krimpatul.
Dude, blood is.
Is that Elvish? What is that?
It's black speech.
That's a black speech. It's an inscription on the ring.
Yeah, horse. Blood is by far the biggest
blood,
nerd.
Dude,
in a good
what
way.
What the hell?
Yeah. Hola.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yo soy bread.
Un forastero.
Yeah, food for the sparrow.
Food for the sparrow.
donde está el baños?
Yeah. As is known, I have a history of learning languages for girlfriends at the time.
Mm,
so yes. Right now I'm getting pretty good at Norwegian. German I just took in high school, and I speak like a little bit of Chinese, like three words of Chinese. Mm. Like I can say I love you and thank you and water.
Nice.
I love you is water.
Water's good to know.
And shishe is thank you. And shui is water or sleep. Shui and shui, like same word but different inflection, means two different things. Yeah. Yes. Ooh. New patch note poetry with Splatoon 3 patch notes blood speaking in black tongue. Could you read black tongue? If you were like presented with black tongue, like a Google Translate.
I wouldn't be able to like translate. I mean,
No. But if I used the internet to translate something that was in English to black speech, could you read the black speech? Or do you just have that phrase memorized?
I mean, if it were written in English letters, probably. If I were written in Elvish letters,
sure.
It would take me a little time to work it out.
You're a mysterious guy.
Yeah, you are.
You're full of surprises, Blood.
You sure are.
I love that. Jason, I wonder what you said, because I don't know how to read that. Pixelated, the Mario movie voice track has mysteriously disappeared, and you must recast the squad. Ooh, this is fun. Of Mario, Luigi, Toad, DK, Bowser, Peach, and Cranky Kong using the allies. Who plays what role? Oh, we have to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I'd want to be Peach, I guess. The only girl.
I feel like Brad, Toad. Toad. Well, how many do they match?
Yeah, how many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, that's 7. So that means.
What does Cranky Kong even sound like?
We'll make Gabby figure it out.
Let's make Don Mario. See,
I was
going to
say Don. Don is Mario or Luigi.
Don's
got to
be one of them for sure. But I don't know which one.
I want Huber not to be Bowser.
Yeah.
Just to spite him. Let's make it Damiani.
Huber Mario, because it feels like the most Chris Pratt choice.
Huber?
And then Don Luigi? You want DK or Toad?
DK would be more fun, I guess.
You do a great Toad, though.
Yeah.
You do a great Toad, yeah.
Damiani, then Bowser. That's actually kind of nice. Yeah.
So then then I'm Cranky Kong? Or you said Gabby was Cranky Kong?
Gabby's Cranky Kong.
How does that line up?
How are these numbers not lining up? Okay, so hang on. If Huber is Mario, Don is Luigi, Brad is Toad, okay, Huber is DK?
Sure.
Damiani's Bowser, I am Peach.
Gabby?
Gabby is Cranky... Why is there...
How is there someone left?
That's 7.
What do we do?
There's only 7 of us. What's happening?
Wait, did we say Huber is Mario and DK?
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What the fuck just happened? What did I do? Okay.
We
Huber
had to
is Mario.
Huber twice. Yeah.
We had to do Huber twice, I guess. Huber is Mario. Don is Luigi. Brad is Toad. Blood is DK. There it is. Damiani is Bowser. I can be Peach. And Gabby can be Cranky Kong. How's
that?
That
felt way too hard.
I got so confused.
Too confusing.
Oh, it's been a very long day. Cabbage Lad, I've been holding on to this information I've learned all month just for Fast and Loose. Eiffel 65, the very same musical artist that brought you the I'm Blue song. Mm. Gabby played this for me this morning. They did a song dedicated to the PlayStation 1 and its favorite games.
Oh.
I can't play it on this show, obviously, but like, it is... amazing. I put that's the song I put into Slack today saying we should talk about it on the podcast. It's just them saying games that are on the PlayStation.
Crash so just Bandicoot.
Like, yeah, they're just like,
does that qualify as a song?
What?
Oh, but they do
sing. It's a song.
Okay.
It's like a weird Europop song, but they're just like saying games on the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. That's
and then
funny.
The chorus, they just spell the word PlayStation four times.
That's fun.
It's bananas. It's called My Console, yeah. By Eiffel 65. Check it out. I love it. Chris Harden, thoughts on Girl Scout cookies?
Love 'em.
I love them.
Yeah, I love them.
I suspect. A treat.
Special time of year.
Yeah. I love Samoas and Thin Mints.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Those are the two.
I suspect that eating too many Samoas gives me a migraine the next day from the sugar or the preservatives.
Possibly,
or something.
Yeah.
Or,
I got
or
a
the
migraine.
Coconut or the oil.
I don't think I'm allergic to coconut oil.
Hmm. I mean, necessarily
maybe just a
allergic,
lot of it.
But just, yeah. Too much.
Huh.
The peanut butter ones are my favorite.
But it tastes so good.
I do think it's funny that, like, Keebler has basically narrowed down the alternatives. They have them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have the things that are exactly the Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, Nutter Butters are the cookies. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But
it just so if it's not made of real Girl Scouts, it just doesn't hit the same.
Yes.
Andrew Niven, I don't know.
Is Ben doing what? I messaged Ben not too long ago,
yeah.
Or like a month ago, and we just had like a brief exchange.
I messaged Ben yesterday, and he's at Disney World.
Oh, cool.
Well, okay, then.
So, yes.
Riot Donkey, The O.C. versus One Tree Hill. Go. I didn't see either.
The
I have
O.C.,
because no
that's where I'm from.
Hell yeah.
That's it. But it was nothing like the show. Just a heads up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neither is the movie Palmetto like Palmetto at all. Or what is that other show, Claws, that was also in Palmetto?
Where's Palmetto?
That's where I'm from, Florida.
Florida? Oh.
No, actually, the OC, okay, if you want to know, is like Laguna Beach and Newport Beach. That's like the OC, that kind of stuff.
Ah. The way it is in the show, you mean?
It's like where they are at.
Okay. So it's not Irvine.
No, it's not. Which, it's not too far from Irvine, though.
But the Irvine is in Orange County.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Orange County's big.
Yeah. Big old county. Matt Preston, a new law has been invoked. You must speak in a different accent. Immersion classes will be provided, though. What accent do you choose? Irish.
Yeah, I guess I would do something that's English already.
Yeah, yeah. I like the Irish accent a lot. I think it's very cool and interesting.
I want to pick an English one, but there's like so many different types. I don't know. Like, it's like, do you do Northern English or something like that, or like I'm not
Cockney.
I want
right.
Yeah, part of me wants to do that, but part of me wants to do like the most posh kind of one.
Oh,
also,
I feel like I already speak kind of posh American English
because
I say aunt, and I'm generally kind of a bitch. I guess that's where I'm getting that information.
Okay.
Scottish is growing on me, so maybe.
Ooh, Scottish is growing on him, Chad. Jeff Kendall, when we talk about swimming in sevens, what is the movie you consider swimming in sevens that is a must watch? They loved Alita Battle Angel despite it being a seven at best. Cut Hugo out and you got yourself a movie. A movie that's a swimming in sevens must watch.
Movies are so weird for me. Like, I don't watch a ton of movies, but it's like,
right,
I'm trying to think of a movie. Like, immediately Speed Racer popped in my head.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't seen it in so long.
I wouldn't call
like,
that a seven, personally.
See, like, I don't remember.
Some people
it's
love
been a, exactly. It's
yeah.
been a long, like, I had a really good time watching it, but
like,
I haven't rewatched it.
That's a movie you
it.
See in the theater movie.
Exactly. That's what I did. But I haven't rewatched it to determine how I'd feel about it now.
What goes into my head are like.
Brink. There you
Brink.
Go.
Brink.
Three Ninjas.
Yeah, that's
Three
what
Ninjas.
I was gonna say. Stuff from like our youth.
Yeah, Three Ninjas. There
that
you
like
go.
Maybe doesn't hold up, but is still sick as hell.
Yeah, it's Three Ninjas.
Ewoks Battle for Endor, dude.
That's like a six.
That's like a five.
With that
yeah,
weird
that's like
kid
a three.
In it.
Yeah,
I the kid's like
nose.
Five. I'm like, what are you doing here?
Keep going. I gotta blow my nose.
Man, it's sort of weird.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Because it's like, the thing is like anytime I come up with something, then it's like, well, I don't know, but is that a seven?
It's what I'm saying,
but I put it as a seven.
I'm not as familiar with movies as I am with games, so it's hard for me to say.
Well, and also like movie critics are like on this whole other level of like,
it's different ball
there's
game.
No such thing as a nine in movies. Like if you're a nine, you're like, it's this historical event.
Yeah.
Like there's no way you're getting a nine.
You're like Saving Private Ryan.
Right.
Nine.
Right.
Hmm.
Oh.
Come on, some 80s
movie. Flight of the Navigator.
Flight of the Navigator? I've never seen that.
Flight of the Navigator. I've never seen that. Heck yeah. Heck yeah. I think it might be on Disney Plus, though.
Okay.
It was when I started it.
Okay.
It's a Disney movie. Kid gets...
When is it from?
It was like 86 or something like that.
Huh.
But yeah. And yeah. Spaceship comes from outer space. Kid's flying a spaceship around.
Whoa, what the hell?
Pretty freaking cool. Explorers? No, I'm talking about Flight of Navigator.
Oh shit, dude, I love Flight of Navigator.
Heck
Woo!
Yeah.
That movie rips. That's an 8. That movie's an 8.
Sure. I haven't seen it for a long time.
Straight up 8. What I think they're doing a remake on that.
What would you remake?
Really?
Whoa. Or something. It was rumored. Oh,
they remaking everything.
I'm sure it doesn't matter. They're remaking everything.
I saw the photo of the Little Mermaid crab, and I'm like, what's wrong with you people?
I haven't seen the crab.
It just looks like a crab. It looks like a freaking normal crab at the beach.
I don't even bother with those.
I don't even bother with them. They're ridiculous. At least there are humans in this one. So it's like Ariel like is a human with a tail. That's cool. Like, that's fine.
It's not.
It's not cool?
It's not cool.
It's a human with a tail?
Yeah.
Boo! Boo those live action movies.
Just I mean, watch yeah,
generally, stop it. Come
generally,
on.
Yeah, we already have these movies. But they make a bunch of money, so whatever. And also, like, little black girls getting to see a Little Mermaid who looks like them. Like, that's cool. I've seen some reaction videos. That feels cool, but yeah.
Don't waste your money, Disney, making dumb movies like that.
Oh, they're making
I know.
They're making
I
bank.
They make a lot of dumb
I don't
stuff.
Think I've watched any of them. Like,
I saw the Beauty and the Beast clips. One and the Lion King one. They were both pretty gnar.
Yeah. Beauty and the Beast is one that I like feel like that could work.
It could have.
Yeah.
They should have hired someone who could sing, first Ooh, of all, to be Belle.
Wow.
The auto-tune like, the bits I saw of Aladdin were just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I never saw Aladdin. Though I do... And I've said this before, but I really, truly love the moment that you can get with a human actor. There's a literal moment in Beauty and the Beast where you can see her, like, realize that she's, like, sexually attracted to this monster. And the look on her face is incredible. Because she goes, it's in that song where she goes, and a bit alarming, you know, but she plays it like she's, like, realizing it. Beautiful moment.
Make anyway. Animated movies again, Disney.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, they make the CG one.
I don't know. Yeah,
nobody went to see them. They ran out. They didn't,
I saw
they didn't make
Look,
the money.
They can't pin all this crap on Treasure Island. It's a bad movie.
That's true. Treasure Island was not
Fair
good.
Fair point.
Was that literally the last one? Princess and the Frog?
Pretty much. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I think that was the last one.
The jacket has come off. Alexander Zirinov, can you comment on rumors that Damiani and Don are planning to replace Twitch chat with ChatGPT, but Huber said no? That's true. Mm-hmm. That is true. I actually wonder, though, if somebody could replace chat with ChatGPT and it, like, programmed in,
but
like,
the thing is, ChatGPT,
the names.
They don't have, like, personality types.
Well, that's
really?
My thing. That's what I was going to say is, like, if you programmed it to mimic our chat and you took the pool of all the people logged in on a typical stream, right?
Treasure Planet. That's
had it. Treasure Planet. Had it do chat, you know, how long would it take us to figure it out that it wasn't actually our chat? It's all the same names we're used to seeing every day, you know, but they're just saying
you'd have to drive a car that business. They'd have to train for a couple weeks on everybody.
I wonder. I think all of you are far too weird. Like, I think we'd figure it out pretty fast.
Maybe, yeah.
I think because it would, but it's hard because I think that it would be saying stuff that either it would be saying things that are too nonsensical. I think the dead giveaway would be it wouldn't be reacting to things we were saying. But also, it might like have too much of a linear conversation with itself, and then we'd be like, wait a minute, what's going on? Also, the speed maybe would be off. Anyway, interesting to think about. Carson Koo just dropped by to say, I love y'all, keep it up. Hey,
nice.
Thanks, Carson.
Cool Ken avatar.
Yeah, that is a cool Ken avatar. We'll try to keep it up. AI the scientist, hey Isla, can you please upload past fiasco playset? What?
Is it Al or
Al the scientist or AI? There's no way to know.
No way to know.
That's the great tragedy of my life, that capital I's look like L's sometimes.
Yeah.
My name is Issia. can we, I upload past Fiasco playsets to the Discord? I think I have. I think I have a folder with them in there. So maybe if I still have them in a folder, I can. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a lot of them I didn't make. So, like, you know, I was given permission implicitly by them being delivered unto me do them in a show, but I don't necessarily have redistribution permission from all the authors individually, so I'm not really sure on that aspect.
Yeah, and some of them are just in books and stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them are, yeah, like from the website that you can just get. And apparently there's a Fiasco thread in the Tabletop channel. Nice. But yeah.
We should just start calling anytime someone says AI, you should just say it's Al.
Al.
Yeah, Al.
ChatGPT, the Al conversation bot. For each of us, which Street Fighter character would you want to have your own Shenmue-style solo game?
Okay. Oh, crap.
Shenmue, or Street Fighter character.
Blanca.
I was thinking of Blanca, too. It's a great one, Blood. Yeah, it'd be kind of fun to be like one of those weird characters like Necro or something from Street Fighter 3. It'd be weird.
Blanca would be fun. Like, he's trying to, like, sell the toy that he has.
The Blanca chance? Yeah, exactly.
Blanca might be the call.
Yeah, and instead of going to the gacha machines, you're actually filling them up.
Yeah, you're putting them in, yeah. There's some kind of mini game about, like, filling the... Yep. Oh, that's cute, Blood. That's cute. Me, 12, what are your thoughts on ankle-high socks? They're great. I wear them every day.
Me too. Well, not every day, but I wear them.
They're in here somewhere. You couldn't even see that without camera. But I gotta shave my legs. Damn, bold move wearing a skirt when I didn't bother to shave my legs. Anyway, ankle high socks are great.
Ones usually,
I wear low depends. Socks as you
depends
can get.
What I wear. You know, it's like sometimes with pants I want longer socks. Sometimes I want short ones. With shorts, I don't really want long socks.
Yeah, if I'm roller skating, I want like high calf socks.
Do you wear shorts,
highs,
Blood, at all?
Sometimes. But
have
like
we
Huber
ever seen
often.
Shorts? Blood
Huber
in
doesn't
shorts?
Wear shorts except for the gym, I think.
I don't know if I've ever seen Huber in shorts or
so I'm
Blood.
Saying.
Yeah, I don't think I'd wear them. To
I've
work.
Seen you in
too, gets too cold.
Swim shorts before for maybe
for the, oh for the
tub.
Shoot yeah
for
the
hot
tub
shoot
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah yeah or Easy Living maybe
that too yeah because we were right there at the beach.
Mm-hmm. Where are we, Chris Everly Ierly? When not playing video games, what are some of your favorite things to do / some of your other hobbies that you have? I watch a lot of TV and movies, read books.
Mm-hmm. We brought this up earlier, but when it's warmer, I like to go to the beach a lot.
Mm.
Even just for an hour. Just get some sun, dude. Feels good.
I like to roller skate, but I don't get a chance to. Obviously, I want to I make music. I write stuff with Matthew.
I would like to skateboard more, but... I just don't want to get hurt now.
Yeah, like, that's definitely a part of it.
When you get older, it's like if you get hurt, it affects stuff way more. You're not just some kid, you know?
When it's, when it's weird because it's like...
And I'm just older, it'll probably get hurt easier.
Like, even just like really like tiny like scrapes or whatever. Like, I scraped myself at like the Final Fantasy concert in like October or November or something like that.
Wait, how'd you... doing what?
I was just stepping over the seats. And, like, I bumped the seat, and I didn't even realize it. And, like, oh, I guess I scraped myself. I found out, like, I don't know, maybe an hour or something later. And then, because, yeah, I was just, like, trying to, like, go up and talk to somebody and not, like, go through all the people and stuff. But anyways, but you can still see, like, I don't even know if I would qualify as a scar, but there's still basically a mark where it hasn't fully healed. And I'm like, it's just a stupid scrape.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Yeah, it's... We're definitely getting to the age where instead of getting an injury, you get the injury.
The one. Yeah.
Like, yeah. But I also read a thing that, like, the older you get, the less likely to scar you are or something. Huh. I was surprised to learn that, like, older people don't scar as much as kids do. Which is kind of, but it's kind of funny because it's like I've got scars all over the place from like I don't even know what when I was running around as a kid, like so who knows?
I got a little dimple in the bottom of my foot from stepping on a nail.
That is a very Florida thing to do, Blood. Undertow. You ever see that movie? Somebody steps on a nail in that.
Oh no, this is just in the backyard.
Might take place in Florida too. I think we answered that question, Anthony Galvan. You got turned into an N64 era platformer main character. What is the name of your character, and what kind of character are you? Oh, just an original creation. Croc.
Croc. Croc.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't think I'd want to be Croc.
That's
though.
PS1.
Yeah, that's the right era, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joanna Dark doesn't count as a platformer.
No.
No.
I
was thinking Mischief Makers, but I don't remember the name of that character.
Oh, yeah. I had that game.
Well, Mischief Makers-esque, I guess, because we're inventing our own.
Sure.
I don't know what Mischief Makers is.
It's like a 2D side-scrolling
game.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I really liked
it's got some very different mechanics. Distinct.
I remember, like, grabbing stuff.
Yeah, shaking.
Yeah.
Grabbing and shaking.
Shake. Yeah.
But I don't remember how you actually... I think you just pushed a button or whatever, smashed a button.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd be a little witch in a croc-esque world.
Oh, okay.
Named Little Witch.
Named Little... I think that game exists, too.
I think it does.
I think it's more recent.
I'd be a little wolf pup or something, jumping around.
That's so cute. That's very you. All right. Parasite Paladin... You guys, socks are on the mind here. Where are wet socks on the political compass? Libertarian, probably.
Yes. Yes.
Jinky Frankens, how could the Mayans sleep if there was no moon back then?
I don't know what that's about.
What?
What?
I think the moon was probably around. This seems like it's a reference to something I don't know what it's a reference to.
On both of those.
This is like Apocalypto. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Apocalypto, dude. The timelines is kind of off, but that movie's kind of fun. Sarah Knight, who's knocking at the door?
Oh, that's Huber.
He does. Yeah. Sometimes he'll bang on the bathroom door when you're in there. So get the hell out of me. I guess Walter White, though. He's the one who knocks.
Santa. Right? Santa's going through the door.
Oh. See, when I get there, ages ago, I wrote in telling you all how much I love hearing you talk about games, but now I'm curious, what is your favorite one game to talk about? Oh.
Favorite to talk about.
Favorite game?
Favorite one game to talk
Interesting.
About.
Interesting.
Tough. If you had to talk about one video game.
I'll go with Metroid Prime, sure. That was fun.
Ooh.
Yeah, I talk about Final Fantasy VII quite a bit.
I guess it'd be Bloodborne for
me.
There
you go.
Perka Halama, what is the best thing you know about Finland?
Finland?
Best thing I know.
Children of Bodom, I think they're from there.
My friend Michelle is from there, and she's great.
Yeah, some cool music from Finland.
I don't think I have any answers.
That's about it, I guess.
Sure I know stuff.
I know more about Norway.
Mm.
Steven, MXA Ghost, if you could walk around in a suit of armor, what would it be or look like? Mecha. Mecha.
Oh, Mecha
like
suit?
Like Bubblegum Crisis.
Okay.
Mm.
It'd be a fast, like Iron Man style, sexy-ass armor.
Okay, I have one, but I don't... I have to ask you a question. I want Guts' Berserk armor.
Hell yeah.
But I don't want it to make me turn into a raging beast or dig into my skin and absorb my blood. I just like the way it looks. That's it.
But do you have to go through everything that Guts has to go through to get it?
If that's the case, then no.
Yeah,
absolutely
I was
going
to say, I don't want to be anywhere near
absolutely
the world
not.
Of Berserk. But yeah, hell yeah. I mean, if you just like bought a replica online.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I just
that's
like
a goal. That's a stretch goal.
Some
what?
Some standard plate mail, probably, but I don't know. Maybe it's like some dragon scale armor. That'd be cool.
Oh, we could have one of Samus's many suits too of armor.
I really want Blood to wear the Skyrim gear. Like
oh
with the
yeah,
helmet, the Dovahkiin,
and just kind of go
Fusroda,
just
yelling. Yeah.
I read that one. Steve-O, how do you reckon things will pan out in the Champos?
I don't know what that is, but...
I don't know what that is.
It'll all work out.
Yeah, I don't know if that's basketball reference or if that's...
They'll work out well?
It'll
pan
be great.
Out.
Tournaments at PAX East?
Everyone will be pleased.
Everyone will be pleased, yes. But everyone will be happy and have pizza.
Yeah. Everyone will love each other. I don't even know what we're talking about. Alexander Sheck asks if they should watch Sopranos or The Wire.
Never seen them.
Yeah.
Either.
Probably The Wire.
I know Mike likes The Wire a lot, though. Yeah.
I'd say The Wire. Looks like, yeah, our other patrons all say The Wire, too. Darby, what video game series would benefit the most from more queer energy? All of them.
Mm.
Think about this.
I like it when it's there, you know. I don't think it has to. I mean, I like representation when it's there. Like, and like, we're everywhere, so should be there pretty much all the time, but it doesn't like necessarily have to be shoehorned in if it everywhere is my answer.
Yeah, sure.
But specifically GoldenEye.
Banjo-Kazooie.
Banjo-Kazooie.
There we go.
He's pretty bearish. Oliver Higgins, Verstappen or Hamilton?
Is that some musical thing?
No, that's F1.
Oh.
Are those racers?
Yeah.
Oh. Max, I'm glad Verstappen, one of us knew what that is.
And Lewis Hamilton. I mean, I'd probably go with Hamilton, but I've been keeping up.
Metal Gear
even put them up
energy.
Against each other is like kind of news to me.
Isn't that the whole point of racing? They go up against each other?
What I'm just saying is like, Verstappen wasn't competition for Hamilton when I was watching.
Oh.
He would have been further back in the ranks.
So he sucked out loud and now he's on the scene? Is that
Seems
what's
like it.
Wow. Good job for stopping. Uzi, Suicide. Hey Dude versus Salute Your Shorts. Oh, that's a toughie.
I feel like I watched Salute Your Shorts more.
I don't think I ever saw Salute Your Shorts.
I loved them both, but I think I would go Salute Your Shorts.
I liked both intro songs.
Yeah.
Had.
Oh, yeah.
Hey dude.
Yeah, that's great. We'll make you eat your farts, or what do they say in Salute
Your
Shorts?
Yeah.
I think I'd go Salute Your Shorts, but I watched them both a lot.
I liked Clarissa Explains It All the most.
Oh, me too, dude!
Yeah.
I loved Clarissa Explains It All, and I liked Eureka's Castle a lot.
I don't remember that. I remember the name, but I don't remember
Eureka's
watching.
Eureka's Castle is like a bunch of puppets and stuff hanging out in this clockwork castle.
Puppets kind
of
weird me out sometimes.
Oh, really?
Sometimes they just look like really disturbing to me.
Oh,
and
yeah,
like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like
it's
I looked
like
at
part of it.
Yeah, like the Dark Crystal dude. Like
shit, yeah,
hate
dude.
That shit,
they're
dude.
So gnarly.
Like,
what about Fraggle Rock?
Yeah, oh, I hate Fraggle Rock. I hate Fraggle Rock.
I love Fraggle Rock. I think it came back. I didn't see it. Why are people just giving out addresses in chat? What are you doing? anyway. Super Sushi, what do you like to put in your smoothies? Juice.
Juice.
Ice.
Juice. Yeah, I guess it depends.
Nutrients.
If I want like a healthy one or
peanut butter.
Bleh.
If you're doing like a protein
that's
one.
That's a
yeah,
good
that
like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
thickener.
Not necessarily. I mean, yeah.
I put like, I
chocolate, some blueberries.
Water.
Strawberries, of course.
Green shit.
Yeah.
Like spinach.
Yeah,
good.
I'm not in the green stuff.
Chocolate smoothies. Sauce?
Yeah.
Chocolate powder? I don't
know. That's just having a milkshake at that
point. Yeah,
like,
that's just what I was like. I don't make a lot of smoothies, as you can tell.
That's true.
Sophia made some sometimes.
Yeah, I definitely don't make them. My mom will make them.
Berries. There you go.
Yeah, berries.
Some berries.
Frozen berries, because then you
Black
get the coldness
berries.
In there automatically without adding ice. Think about it. Austin Brackeen. What should I ask next month?
The same question.
Yeah.
I think
but
we
backwards.
Might have gotten here, but.
All right. Ask about.
You can ask how what we thought of the Mario movie, I guess.
Ask us what we thought about
we'll
the Mario movie
about that, but.
With regard to Aristotelian story structure. Joseph Caruso. Ever been to a Renaissance fair? They are pretty common on the East Coast. Yeah, I've been to the LA Renaissance fair.
I don't think I have.
It was cool. It was very dusty.
Yeah. I don't think I have.
But I like to yell and scream.
I loved them as a kid, but I haven't
in favor
actually
of my
gone
night.
Out to any since I moved out here.
So. The LA one is cute. RF Switch. But what if we did Dance with the Devil in the Pale Moonlight? Is it really so wrong? Probably fine. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really.
But worry. When you dance with the devil dances back. You know.
Yeah, I don't want. It seems too weird. You know.
You look into the void looks
I
back.
I don't want to dance with that weirdo.
Yeah, especially Jack Napier.
Yeah.
Splontot. Hey Don. Damn it! This is like the month three that we haven't had Don in here.
Always weasels his way out.
Don weasels his way. He's a professional weaseler. Yeah,
he is. This is true. I mean, he's got a good excuse, but this is true.
Mm-hmm. Push it, I guess, if you want. what's up with the gem? I was told to ask other allies some things as well, but I don't want this bit to overstay its welcome, so I'll just stick to that one.
The gem?
That bit could never overstay its welcome. I have no idea what you're talking about, but that's why we
need Don. I
remember
the medallion. I don't know about the gem.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Don. Rome is all... Should I replay Breath of the Wild for the fourth time before Tears of Kingdom? Yes.
Yeah, it depends when your last playthrough was, I guess. I
mean, play Twilight Princess.
I spent like 11 months playing that through that game, so probably not.
Yeah,
I don't
Twilight
know how
Princess.
Long it took you.
44 stars. Please rephrase the last answer you gave using Fortnite terms. Thank you. Get a Royale on Twilight Princess. Is that how you win?
Yeah, that's just like a... Isn't that like a pretty common thing though for any
drop in?
What? Yeah, drop into
drops.
Drop
Twilight
into Hyrule.
Princess.
Where we drop in, we're dropping into Twilight Princess.
The tutorial plateau of
Twilight Princess. Why was I saying Twilight Breath Princess?
Because I think yeah, well, I don't know. I was saying play Twilight Princess if you're sick of playing Breath of the Wild. Maybe this one will have more in common with Twilight Princess than Breath of the Wild. Who the hell knows? Anything's possible.
I doubt it.
I doubt it. Who
Maybe
knows?
If you have an amiibo.
I mean, it seems like it's going to be pretty dark, is what I'm saying. Nightmare Realm stuff.
Mm.
Maybe, yeah.
Who knows? Pew, pew. What do you call? What is it called when you win Fortnite?
A victory royale.
Victory royale. Yeah, that's yeah. Royale with cheese. Samuli Varinen. I've been playing The Chant a lot recently, and it's all right. Yo, I wanted to play that.
Okay. Mm.
I want to play that on a stream with Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Andreas Klenthos. Do you think something like the Thunderdome could ever return? Like an arena audience where everyone is on a video call? It looked cool when they did it during the pandemic. I don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
I don't know
what
that
like
is.
When they would have like screens, I think, of just like... In the like at the stands, it would be like individual
and you
screens
could pay
of people.
To put a screen in.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Maybe I could see someone doing it on purpose for like a reason.
Yeah, for a reason, I guess.
You could do like a horror movie, like Squid Games, kind of a style thing, where it's like everyone is like remoted in, but they're like strapped to something, and it's like a trivia show. And if they get the question wrong, it like fries them, and then their screen turns off in the audience or something like that.
Oh yeah,
I'm pretty sure one of the arenas in Tampa Bay used to be called the Thunderdome.
I'm sure it was
Beyond Thunderdome. Jesse Blue, just wanted to remind you all how awesome you are and how much you are loved. Please accept this hug, and if Huber's on, he gets two hugs. Well, he's not.
Yeah, why does Huber get special treatment?
I don't know. He's sad all the time.
Mm.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thanks, Jesse.
Mm-hmm. Jared, if you could have a dream Lego set or minifigures from a series or franchise, who or what would you want?
Easy.
Jared wants one of the living room house from Parasite with both families, and he could pose them hiding under the table. That's really funny.
I want Zelda Legos.
Oh, that'd be
so
good.
Bad.
That Rivendell Lego set looks pretty tight.
Does.
The little minifigs,
yeah,
I love
does.
Them.
Too bad it's $500.
Yeah, 6,000
pieces.
But it's
really sick.
Yeah, $500.
No, that's. I mean, we went dreams. Let's do full size house, full size Lego house.
Like literal full size house.
Yeah.
Made of regular size Legos.
Sure.
I think there'd be security issues. Someone could just smash the wall.
There's probably something crazy like that at Legoland.
I'm sure somebody's done it. That's wild. I love that. I think something like Parasite is nice. Something like I'm reminded of the end part of Waiting for Guffman when he has My Dinner with Maury or whatever. Tuesdays with what is it? My Dinner with Andre. That's what it is. Action figures. It's just so mundane.
Mm.
So something like the Pelican Brief or like, you know, Glengarry Glen Ross Lego set where it's just like a bunch of dudes sitting around at work.
Yeah, just random things.
I'm sure there's an Office playset though.
Yeah.
Like of The Office, the show. Simon Damoni Little, great gameplay with subpar story or subpar gameplay with a great story? The first one.
Yes, I usually prefer the gameplay.
I can get good stories in movies and books. I want to have a good game.
They're both good.
There's value in both. But gameplay is what hooks me in more.
There's advantages to each. Advantages to each. J-Rex. Hello, allies. Kind of basic bitch question, but what game would you like to get the HBO Last of Us treatment? Oh, we talked about that. For me, it would definitely be The Darkness from Dark Horse Comics in the old 360 days. That'd be a cool one.
Yeah, I
loved the lore of that game slash comic and would love to see it expanded upon on the big screen. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Had like these like dark serpent things. Like
yeah.
Crazy voices.
Coming out of your arms.
Yeah.
Ooh, I know the studio 2K. Fell apart. What?
So that was 2K.
Yeah.
2K made some weird stuff back in the day.
Sure did.
I know the studio fell apart because they're all douchebags or something, but Disco Elysium would be pretty sick.
Something just happened with that, too. Like, there was a settlement, but then, like, they disputed what the company... It was weird.
Yeah.
Just seems like a big... Just like today. There's more news. More nonsense
pain
news.
In the booty. Vieranto... Tell us a sport you know surprisingly a lot of. Snowboarding?
Yeah, I guess. Skateboarding? I guess. I don't know, like, traditional sports.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't really have any interest in
them. I was on a football team in high school.
Yeah, I mean,
I
played sports
a
lot growing up, but, like, I don't really care about them.
Yeah, I caused a touchdown against my own team. So, not football.
That's funny.
Yeah, a lot of is... It's not something that I can necessarily
F1.
Qualify.
You know about F1 and stuff.
But surprisingly, I don't know.
I mean,
I think that's surprising.
You knew who those names were earlier. Sure. I was surprised. Yeah. So there you go. Qualifies. Matthew Wakel, fractions, percentages, or both in games in terms of tracking completion-related things like collectibles and such. 100 out of 100, 100%, etc. Or even meters that fill in that are tied to percentages. Haha. What do you prefer?
Fractions seem most useful.
Yeah. Yeah, like the 100 out of
100. How many things that there
25
are.
Out of 50. Yeah. Yeah, probably that. Yeah, because a percentage, you know, you could be on the middle line of between. Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
How many Koroks were there?
Like 900.
400, 900, something crazy like that.
A lot.
Yeah, knowing how many there are definitely gives you a clue.
Yeah, to be like, oh, that's not worth it. Cool.
Yeah, don't do that.
Krabby Paratty, being a PC-only gamer, I haven't played The Last of Us yet. Should I watch the TV series before or after playing the game?
I'd say play the game first.
Yeah.
I'd say you could probably go either way. It's just which one do you want?
Well, you're going to know the story... Regardless of which one you do.
And the game is longer, so maybe not knowing the story of the game would be better.
Yes,
yeah, so do play
I
the game first.
That.
I like some of the changes they made for the show, though. Mm. Like some of the character stuff, episode 3, obviously.
See the original.
Yeah, probably that. Joseph Field, being in LA, do y'all miss seasons? Joe. No!
I wouldn't know, not Joe. Really. I've lived here my whole life.
Yeah, I'm from Florida. B, it's cold and rainy. So
yeah, it's very cold and rainy. Right now. So we're
not missing
the,
any seasons. We just said
and
snow.
I go and I go home for Christmas usually, so I get a little snow. I was up on Lake Superior in February, so I got the snow for as long as I needed it, about a week.
Yeah.
And then I come on back. I did not like having a winter with no sun and feet of snow. I'd get pretty depressed. So I'm cool with not having them. Bob Lineman, the apocalypse is here. I knew it. You've gathered your loved ones and everything you think you will need to survive. You've saved room for one thing that you want to preserve for future generations to know. What do you save?
Saved room for one thing. Future generations.
So something for posterity? Probably like a Nabokov book? Or maybe Blood Meridian? Nah. Probably if the apocalypse has happened, they'll know that humans are violent. I'd say like a Nabokov book.
Grab a good cookbook.
Ooh. Well, that could be a part of what you need to survive, maybe.
You don't need all that to survive.
Yeah.
I mean, you just throw stuff in a pot.
True.
But you might not remember how to make something specific. There ain't going to be no one there to tell you.
I'm
going to
leave behind an anime figure just so they know how ridiculous things were.
Yeah. This is where we got to.
This is where we were.
Garrett Hullfish, you enter a dark tunnel It's completely silent outside, the sound beside the sounds of your footsteps. At the other end is an abandoned children's toy. Do you pick it up?
No. I don't want to touch that.
I wouldn't go into the tunnel probably in the first place unless I had to. And if I had to, that means I would not have time or interest to pick up some creepy toy.
Yeah,
I probably would pick it up.
You just said no.
I know I did. But I'm thinking about if I was actually in this situation, I would probably pick it up.
It's a trap, Bloodford. The ghost children are going to pop out of the ground and your eyes or something. Paul Rogers picked up a few movies in the Criterion sale. Hell yeah. Only Angels Have Wings. It Happened One Night. Double Indemnity. The Age of Innocence. Never seen them. Any thoughts? Which should I watch first? I've seen Double Indemnity.
Nice reaction shots question.
Yeah. I've seen Double Indemnity. That one's good. I haven't seen the others.
Burnout Paradise.
Only Angels Have Wings. No, I'm thinking of the Wim Wenders movie, Wings of Desire. That's different. So I don't know. Watch them in alphabetical order. Counting the as a T. Murderous Pangolin Who Secretly Lives in Your Sock Drawer. You guys love socks.
Mm-hmm.
How can I improve my username?
Shorten it's pretty good. Break the tables on the Patreon back end. Everything goes off of the thing and then I have to scroll to the right.
Capitalize the S in sock.
Mm. Put it in binary. Really fuck with blood.
I mean, it would probably be shorter.
Doubt it.
I don't know.
It's like one. It's like five numerals. They probably hit the whole every character limit. Character, I think. So that sentence in binary would be like a paragraph, I think.
You can tell I've been on the back end a lot the past week.
Blood loves that.
I recognize that name because it's like, why did it get rid of the? Oh, it's scrolling to the right. Why did that happen? Oh, that name. I see.
Andy Schreiner, doth thou beans? Yes.
Yeah.
Not as much as I would like would to like, live
beans-liciously. Sure. It's beyond me. How did you handle DST? What is DST?
I don't know. Daylight savings time.
Oh,
I
just set my alarm. My alarm is just set for the same time regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And if I wake up tired, that's just how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I did
it. Yeah, same pretty much.
Yeah, I think I just remember like the day after being like, wait, like it's like 6 o'clock, but it's still light out.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
We should just stay on this one.
But I totally crashed.
Or whichever one is better.
I slept that afternoon anyways.
Yeah. All right, couple more to go here. Jackie Lore, my prompt didn't make it last month, so here we go again. Do snakes have necks? How would a snake look in a turtleneck? Are turtlenecks even named well? Like turtlenecks look nothing like turtlenecks. And what the hell is a mock neck? Are you mocking turtles? Don't mock turtles. Sort it out, fashion people. The turtleneck thing, I think it's because of their shell. So you're wearing like the shell. So well, it's like but a turtleneck no, but up to here.
It depends on the turtle because some turtles do have like.
Well, they have like wrinkly skin. Yeah.
That goes up around.
So it looks like a turtle.
So blood justified it.
A mock neck is a shorter turtleneck, I think.
Okay. Snakes have necks, I think.
Well, because when you pick up a snake, you like if you're a snake handle, you pick it up right behind the head. So I think the neck of a snake is right where the jaw, behind the jaw.
Yeah.
Because that's where they grab them.
The thing I don't get is like the way snakes just like eat things that are like 8 times wider than them.
Yeah.
Like, we're just going to swallow this whole.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I guess you did it.
I don't know if this is an urban legend. Have you heard this? Maybe I've told you this before. But like, these people had a pet snake and it stopped eating. And like, for like a month, it hadn't eaten and it blah, blah, blah. And they took it to the vet and they were like, hey, Our big old pet snake. This is like a boa or whatever. Mm-hmm. Big ass snake.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, it hasn't eaten. We've tried everything. Like, we love our pet snake. Like, it won't eat anything. Is it? What's wrong? And then the person was like, does it sleep? Do you guys let it sleep next to you at night? And they're like, yeah. Sometimes it stays in the bed, whatever. And they're like, does it ever stretch out long next to you? And they go, yeah, all the time. And then the vet was like, it's preparing to eat you. It's measuring itself to make sure it's big enough.
Holy shit. That freaks me out, dude. Yeah. I don't like snakes, dude.
That's freaky. I don't know if that's true. That might just be scary story.
Well, I mean, but that can be true with reptiles.
Yeah.
That, like...
they don't love you.
Some of the crocodiles that, like, that, like, you know, you always see, like, the footage of the wildebeest crossing the river or whatever, and yeah, the crocodiles grabbing
them. I always
them.
See that footage.
Yeah. That's when those crocodiles eat. Some yeah, of them will, like, yeah, eat that wildebeest and then not eat until the next year when they come back.
Do you ever take a walk on the wild side, Blood?
Sure.
Ooh.
That's every walk he takes.
He said yes, dude. It's playing downstairs. Dewat. What's your favorite game? I don't think you know what that song is about, because I think the answer would probably be no. Dewat, what's your favorite game that you're pretty sure no one else at the table right now has played?
Sukkoden? Can't say it.
Well, yeah.
Can't say it.
What a flex.
Also, there's a demo. Sukkoden? Have either of you played
that's
that?
Fair.
Got him. With a real answer.
Any Yakuza game, I guess.
Shit, I haven't played them. Yeah, I haven't played that.
Tisk tisk.
You ever played a Yakuza, Blood? Oh, wait, we played one at Easy Livin'.
For like a few hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was sick. I don't know if I actually touched the controller for it, though.
Favorites are tricky. But I'll say Doshin the Giant.
Definitely haven't played that.
I've never even heard of that. That was a fun question. Christopher Flores, I'm not sure if you guys enjoy a drink or two, but I'm turning 21 soon and was wondering, what is the best alcoholic drink for you guys and what is the best to try as a beginner?
I also enjoy a drink or two, but I'm not same. Anyone to ask advice of it.
I don't drink much. I used to drink mm-hmm. more in college. I really like Lafroy Scotch. Yeah. Scotch might be a tricky one to jump in on, yeah. But... I like scotch and brandy.
Yeah, me
Maker's
too.
Mark
whiskey,
is good.
I like a lot. Yeah.
I like Irish coffee.
Yeah. I'll make myself a hot toddy with a tea and scotch.
Somehow, was it Johnny Chang or somebody that like got me turned on to White Russians?
Mm.
But then like a lot of times people won't have cream. So like then I like yeah. Found out there was like there's Black Russians too. I'm like, oh, that's good
what's
too.
What's in that coffee?
I think it's basically the same. It just doesn't have the cream.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just Kahlua or whatever? Yeah. Rum is good for starting, but don't get the crappy stuff.
Rum and Coke is good.
Rum and Coke is a good starter. Whiskey Coke is a good starter.
Good red wine.
Vodka tonic is nice.
Yeah, gin
vodka cran is good.
Like gin and juice or tonic's one of my favorites.
Sipping on gin and mm-hmm. juice. If you want to be laid back, sip on a gin
yeah,
and
be
juice.
Laid back. Don't be crazy, okay?
Yeah, take
you
it easy. Drink responsibly.
Cool it, though. Don't take shot, then beer, then shot, then beer. Don't do that.
Yeah.
The one thing...
Beer before liquor, never been sicker.
The one thing I would say...
Or whatever.
I don't know if they asked about right? what to avoid.
Liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
Avoid...
Don't drink Jaeger.
Yeah.
Probably. But also avoid any, like, gimmicky event specialty cocktail thing.
Oh.
Those things are always stupid.
Depends on the event. Like, Alamo will have cute ones.
Sometimes. Sure, but that's you. Well,
if you're in a nice, but also like for your first one, don't skimp. Like, try a good one. Although maybe try a shitty one because that's where you're supposed
yeah,
to start in college.
21. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Don't refine your palate on an amazingly good drink. Maybe
start just at the bottom.
Drink trash at
drink
first.
Drink PBR or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. my first drink,
yeah,
I was
even talk about beers. Really.
21 and a half. Yeah, Guinness. Newcastle's good if you like
Guinness
dark
is like
stuff.
Heavy,
yeah, Guinness
though.
Is a. I like really dark.
Shock top.
I like dark.
Yeah, I like
shit.
Guinness too, but you're gonna puke
yeah, yeah,
all
yeah.
over Christopher.
Newcastle's good to start with. Like
I don't
nice
like Newcastle.
Stout. I did in college.
Blech.
Not favorite, but it's okay for me.
If you're in the Bahamas, Kalik is really good.
Mm, yeah,
I guess a margarita if you're in the
yeah.
Bahamas.
Margarita,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, margarita's pretty
well,
sick.
Rum if you're in the Bahamas. Yeah. My first drink was, I was like 21 and a half, and I had a glass of Pinot Grigio.
Just pace yourself, Christopher.
Pace yourself. Don't go nuts.
Don't be crazy.
I went insane in
yeah,
college, and
dude,
I got...
My 21st birthday, dude, woo! I don't remember.
Oh, boy.
I stopped drinking wine pretty much forever, because I drank a bottle and a half by myself, wow. and then I ruined my friend's couch.
Oh, no.
Oh,
wine gives me...
College!
Headache. I never drink
there's
it.
Imagery.
Yeah. Well, I just puked all over it, you know. And then my friend Danny took me home, and I was very thankful that he got me home safe.
Good job, Danny.
Yeah, I've always been very intentional about how much I drink, so I've not done any of that nonsense.
Just follow your heart and be safe.
Yeah.
Christopher.
Be safe.
Basically, like, if I start to feel it, that's pretty much once.
Yeah.
That's it. That's done.
Don't
yeah,
drive,
also,
Christopher. Do
yeah,
not.
Do not. Do not.
Do not.
Also, big tip, pick a time. Like, if you're at a party that started mm-hmm. at 7, whatever, like... stop drinking at 10:45 or 11 mm-hmm. and just pound water.
Yeah,
and then you'll feel way cool.
Yeah, you gotta 21,
you can pretty much get away with anything.
Yeah, 21. Yeah.
Like, I'll have a drink and feel like shit the next day now, but like 21, you could drink like the entire store and probably be fine, but just get water in you.
Yeah, stay hydrated.
And then eat a cheeseburger at like 2 a.m.
No, that is always good.
Yeah. Greasy food is hangover cure. Yeah, anyway. Dark Gray, what if money?
Yay.
Indubitably.
Yeah, I mean,
I like
what
money.
If money? That would be interesting.
It would be. It would make for a nice change, wouldn't it?
Sorry, I just had a $300 grocery bill last night. Like, what the heck?
Sekiro 505, what weather climate do you prefer? I love windy with a touch of warmth. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, that is nice.
Partially cloudy with a little bit of a breeze is really, really nice.
Mm-hmm. Like I like 72. A warm rain.
Warm
Florida
rain?
Florida boy.
Yeah, that's Florida boy
yeah.
talking.
And a good thunderstorm.
I like mountainous, like a little bit of chill, like sunny but slightly chilly. Mm-hmm. Ugh, light jacket weather.
Mm. I just, yeah, I like, because it's funny you say Florida boy, but I was actually thinking about like going up in the coast in California when it's
oh,
like,
sure.
light rain or whatever.
Might as well be Florida up there, dude.
Yeah.
Chaos.
Chaos up there. Although now.
But I like walking around in that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice. And it does kind of give me like a like Scotland, Ireland kind of feel.
Oh, for sure.
But it's just like, I just don't want it to be too cold and wet.
Yeah. I used to hate the heat, but now after transitioning, I actually quite like it. Probably because I can dress more appropriate to temperature, because I can just show more of my body. But yeah, I look forward to heat more than I used to. Austin B. Media, do you think Al, has a role in content creation? I think it's a tool like anything else, and it can be used appropriately.
I've seen, Al on a few game credits.
Yeah.
I agree with Isla.
Neo JD, what makes a person fabulous? Confidence. Mo Grant, do you have any hobbies or interests that seem to be incompatible with each other? For me, it's hip-hop and video games. Those can go together. Yeah. Even though those are my two favorite hobbies, I feel like I rarely get to enjoy them at the same time, despite how prevalent modern music is in gaming nowadays. Needless to say, I'm extremely excited for Street Fighter 6. Yeah, it does have that kind of vibe.
Yeah, it's been a minute, right? Like, we had Parappa, we had like
what did you
the
reference
Def Jam games.
What did you reference in Trash Babies when we were graffitiing the
Mark Echo? Mark Echo, yeah, content under pressure. Yeah.
But two hobby interests or hobbies that you
I don't know, I didn't play.
This isn't the question.
Okay.
Hobbies or interests that are incompatible with each other. Do you have any?
I guess.
To me, that's applying exterior judgment to your hobbies. I just like what I like.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to kind of contextualize it like that.
It's like...
Because none of them like prevent each other.
I got an interesting one. I don't know if they necessarily qualify both as hobbies.
Although working hurts my art, I suppose.
You know, obviously I love racing games.
Yeah, you do.
I do not like driving fast.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah, I do
I'm
pass
like, I go
you.
I go to the speed limit guy.
Oftentimes I pass you on the way home. Mm-hmm. I drive... very fast. So yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know, like I like going to the gym in video games, like
not in real life.
Yeah, I don't know, like everything seems to go together kind of nowadays.
Alex Stream, March 10th aka Mario Day or 3.14 aka Pie Day,
only if there's edible pie.
I do like a
if
good
I'm
pie,
getting
and I
pie,
love Mario. So
pie's, pie, pie's
but
gonna win.
Yeah. If I'm getting a new Mario game,
day.
Though, maybe.
Yeah, that's the thing,
sweet.
Though.
But
Mario
you don't get
day,
a new Mario.
They don't
game
do
on
anything.
Mario
they just do day. Some stupid thing.
They did
like,
put out
hey,
the
Mar 10.
The Mario Kart 8 tracks, though.
Oh yeah, that's true. I don't know. I'm hungry right now, so I would say pie. Jason Flood, Lady Maria or Millennia? Lady Maria.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're both great though. Lady Maria. And Millennia. Dream team. Cody Spencer, waffles or pancakes?
Waffles.
Pancakes.
I love them both. Don't make me choose.
We
pancakes.
Have to. Kill your babies.
Tacos or burritos? Burritos.
Ooh. Burritos.
Tacos, I think.
Again, yeah, it can vary.
It's,
there's
it's,
a lot
it's,
of different variations.
It's a tough
you
choice.
You have to pick.
Yeah, you're going to lose no matter what.
Yeah.
Boneless or bone-in? Boneless.
Boneless.
I don't like wings.
I like
if
wings.
We're talking about wings,
it's just
definitely
easier.
Bone-in. Yeah.
Peanut butter or chocolate? Chocolate.
I love peanut butter
to
for
the
me.
Stars
usually
and back.
Like them both
chocolate.
Together, but yeah.
pie or cake?
Pie.
Pie. Yeah, big pie. Big pie energy.
Yeah, pie, because key lime pie
it's
exists.
Very, it's pretty tricky for me to find, like, a cake that I like. There's not a lot of pies I don't like.
Potato, potato, also another potato, adds to this game, saying Muhammad Ali or anti-lock brakes.
Anti-lock brakes?
Anti-lock brakes. Yeah, like they're very important.
Sure. Yeah.
Johnny Mathis or Diet Pepsi?
Johnny Mathis.
Who's Johnny that? Mathis?
I don't even know who it is, but sure.
That's a familiar...
I'm taking Diet Pepsi.
I don't
I'm
drink
not
soda.
Taking Diet Soda. No,
I'll abstain from that one because I don't know what the hell you're talking
my
about.
My wife will torture me and she'll be like, is this diet... Can you make sure? Because she knows I will physically react if I taste
you're
the
like
Diet
allergic
Soda.
To it?
What?
Are you like allergic to it?
No, I just
like
can't
it.
Stand it.
Yeah, it's awful. It's disgusting. Yeah.
I like
soda
that
entirely.
But how like how can you not be sure?
Oh, it's so
like,
easy.
How
to tell.
Can you not be sure?
It's so easy.
How
to tell.
Do you need me to test
it? Does it
this
taste
for
like
you?
Even worse ass than its diet? Does it taste like sugary ass than its normal? All right, K, bye. We were